What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and the other host is...
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
Already. Hey, if this is your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. It's a podcast we do every week, or most weeks at least, and we talk about, I don't know, whatever the hell Greg be finding most of the time.
Everything.
excuse me. Anyway, we've been calling Let Us Tell It because it's coming from two black men. We fathers, we husbands, we uncles, brothers, and all that jazz. Mm-hmm. And we a lot more level-headed than what you be seeing out here in these social media streets.
For the most part.
For the most part. Yeah, not all the way, but hey, we are in our 40s, so we come from that generation. Anyway, we usually kick this off with getting something off our chest because pressure bust pipes. Goose, you got something you want to get off your chest?
I got something to get off my damn chest. These airport workers, clerks, security agents, to be specific, these people have too much power, man. They have too much power. They can talk to you any type of way they want to, and they know you can't do nothing. I mean, you can't even, you better not yell back, because they're going to send you to the back of the line. Are they going to do something to where your time is going to be wasted terribly if you try to snap back at these people? And it's just too much power for one person to have. Example, I'm going to say this damn Jamaican guy. I don't know if that's going to come off bad.
You Jamaican, you know. So you can say that.
Okay, well, this damn Jamaican guy. Y'all, I'm in line. The first person in line gets help and they walk away. That makes me the first person in line. I look up and I ask the guy, "Hey man, I'm here. This says digital ID on my boarding pass. Does this mean I have," before I could finish, this guy does this. He's facing me. "Hold your question." And hold he does
on,
not.
What he say, Goose?
"Hold your question." And he looks off as if I'm some type of peasant. Y'all, I was, you know how you, your child said something crazy to you and you look for something to throw at him? I was like, this man Josh is behind me. And y'all know I'm on this kick of like, man, don't let nothing get to you. Josh just pat me on my shoulder. He was like, "Hey man, come on. 40-year-old Greg, man. 40-year-old Greg." Cause I wanted to be like, "Hey man, what the F wrong?" You know, I wanted the man, who the hell you think you talking to? This man, I'm telling you. I just got a headache. Hey, just like that. But looked away from me. This man was like, "Hold your question," before I could get my question out. He ain't let me finish. But what pissed me off the most was that I am the first person in line. I didn't go around somebody. I wasn't disturbing anybody. He wasn't doing nothing. He was waiting on me. The lines behind the security was backed up because of the book. I mean, because of the the X-ray machine. So they was holding the line so they won't build up that line.
I wasn't expecting that. I thought it was going to be something extremely direct.
Look.
Like, "Sir, you need to move over here."
No.
"No, you need to move back." Go ahead, Goose.
Me and Josh was shocked too. That Josh was more as shocked as I was. I was like, "What?" I look back. Josh,
oh man,
Josh was like, "Oh, what's it?" So then, right? So now I'm pissed off. So there's this big X. I mean, the X is huge on the floor. He was like, "Step up," and he points, and I ain't move. I was like, "Man, where you want me?" He was like, "On the X." And I was like, "What X?" And I'm just looking at him. "What X?" Right now, I'm like, This one? I'm trying to irritate him now. But it ain't getting to
right
him.
Right down the bummer clock for boy.
It wasn't getting to him. I ain't brushed nothing. He brushed me right off his shoulders. He was just like, right there. And I was like, which one? And he was like, this one. I was like, all right, this one right here? You sure? All right. And then he looked at his computer. He was like, he doesn't have digital ID. You over there.
And you?
Yeah, he's over there. And I'm like, hey, man. So, I got to say something. I was like, I don't care what you say. It say digital ID right here. And the lady was like, just take the picture. I'm like, I got to get up under his skin somehow.
Nah, you ain't going to get up under his skin. He doing this all day. Oh, you just a-
this man, y'all know. Listen to me. He was facing like this. When I came up and asked him that question, that dude crossed his leg and he looked this. Hold your question. And he did not turn and look at me until he needed me on that X.
The reason I'm laughing so hard is because I've had a lot of encounters with Jamaican people. And they level of rude. Man, I can't even call it rude. It's just the way they are.
Mm-hmm. Direct.
You know, if you walk in a Jamaican restaurant and they are rude, you know the food about to be bomb as hell. I went to this one restaurant somebody referred me to. It's like, I love Jamaican food. It's like, you got to go over here and try this. I walk in there and dude literally said, what you want? Mm-hmm. Not good morning. No, that wasn't good morning. Good afternoon. Did you need a menu? He didn't even look at me. What you want? Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this is about to be fire as hell.
That punk ass dude, man.
Then I just started asking questions. I'm like, hey, y'all got this? I asked for one thing. He was like, he said, well, of course, it's on the menu. Nah. Then I asked for veggie patty. Everybody always run out of veggie and chicken patties. Mm. I was like, let me get a veggie and chicken patty. We're out of those. I said, but they on the menu. Mm. Look, man, we're out. I was like, all right, I'm just saying, it's on the menu.
Yeah. Gotcha now.
But it didn't bother him. He was like,
it didn't bother him at all. Just like it didn't bother that TSA worker. I was mad.
Man, you ain't
that going. That was so, it was shocking to me. I'm like, man, what is it about me? Am I the magnet? Like, I'm going to get tested all the time now.
I told you that was going to happen.
We thought me and Josh was like, oh, it's a good morning. Man. We got to the airport early, on time. There was a long line for Sky Priority. And then this digital ID, nobody in line to check our bags, right? So we walk up. The lady was like, y'all got digital ID? We're like, yes. So we do have it. It's on our boarding pass. She scanned our face. She said, it say you don't got it. And I'm like, ah. Oh. And this line is like wrapped around. Yeah. And she was like, I got y'all. And she bagged us, tagged everything. Yeah. And took it out. I'm like, bet. Cool. Me and Josh was like, got to this dude. Hold your question.
What was he doing, though?
He wasn't doing nothing. Man. This is what he was doing.
He was crossing his legs and looking the opposite direction.
Hold your question. My first complaint is clear is becoming like a regular line, and the clear membership is not staying up to its standards like it should be. So the priority line, the regular line going through the checkpoint was long as hell. Clear was long as hell. And then right in the middle, it was just this open lane digital ID. I was like, bet, I did this. I got it.
Yeah.
So that guy was sitting there at the end of the line, scanning your face. Goop, you can go. Goop, you can go. Yeah. You know, because digital ID. Before I could step up to have him take my picture, he held the line, right? Matter of fact, he didn't hold the line. He didn't call me up. And that's, you know, being courteous and understanding what's happening. Don't move until they call you. So I'm just sitting there. And then I'm like, dang, you know, she said I shit wasn't working. I don't want to be here, and I should just go ahead and go to clear.
Yeah.
So as we're waiting, he's sitting there. And he ain't even making eye contact with you, but he's just doing this. So I'm like, excuse me. He got the little camera in front of his face. So I'm like, excuse me. Blase, trying to finish my question. He wasn't doing nothing. My question wasn't impeding on anybody's.
You probably came off rude.
No, I said, hey, I wish Josh was here.
Hey, man. No, nope. You don't see us standing.
Nope. I said, excuse me. I'm highly concerned about my digital ID situation. This man didn't let me get my question out. He didn't let me get my question
None
out.
None of that matters, man.
That man, Josh. I turned around. Josh was like, "Dang." What's your question?
I probably would have been laughing the same way. Hold on, was it morning? Was y'all tired?
Yeah, it was morning.
Yeah, I would have been. He was like, "Hold your." I'd have been like them. I'd have been vexed.
Yeah. What's your question?
Oh man,
punk! He's a punk. Chump. But anyway,
you could have said that to him. He wouldn't have cared.
I would have felt better. Man, that man chumped the hell out of me. He was.
Oh man,
hold your question. Didn't he? It was like that. What's his name? The Rock. When The Rock was like, "What's your name?" You like, "Oh, my name." It doesn't matter what your name is. And man, I was like, "Hey, can you hold your question?" And I held my question.
He said, "You know, where you flying to?" Or it doesn't matter where you flying to.
It's exactly what that punk did to me. And I held my question too. I ain't say shit else to him.
Oh man, one of my friends, she used to date this Jamaican dude. And they went to Jamaica to visit, you know, his family. Mm. And he was like, "I'm gonna take you out, you know, so you can see the town." He was like, "You can only go certain places because they say." Yep. He said. Then my mom, because he has a like really thick accent. He said his mama was like, "You are going to go out to those streets, and someone is gonna stab you in the neck." Like, you know, it's just dangerous out there. It was just like so specific about what was gonna happen, and it was like. She just brought up all these scenarios.
Oh, shit.
But to hear him tell the story of, like, with his accent, doing her even thicker accent.
This man here.
Oh, man.
No remorse.
We was in.
He must know me from somewhere.
Was we in the. We wasn't in the. We was in.
He did that shit intentionally. He knew he was going to get up on
the islands. Turks and Caicos, I think. I don't know where we was. It was these two women. They started talking. One of them was Jamaican. I don't know what the other one was. You could hear the dialect difference in the accent.
Mm-hmm.
And man, that we was in this store, like just looking at the clothes and stuff. And they started up this like loud conversation. It was like two, three of them.
Mm-hmm.
I could sit and listen to that all day, just hearing the way they was talking. I said, "Angel, I am thoroughly entertained by this. I can only understand half of what they say." She was like, "I know, it's like hypnotizing."
The accent is nice.
Yeah.
Mm, especially the women. I don't care.
Yeah, they're electric. Damn about y'all men.
I used to say all the time when I was doing commercial buildings, maintenance, this lady, she was asking about something about the power when they, one of the suites.
Mm-hmm.
And from her saying it, I've been repeating this to myself for years now. Just be like, do you do it in the electrical room? Like, I've been saying from that moment for like the past 12 years, I've been saying electrical room.
Yeah. I don't know if it's just them, but when you talk to a Jamaican and they when they're speaking to you, for some reason you end up almost sounding like him saying Guan. Well, and you like, "Oh, I'm not mocking you. Just came
I
want to like
talk
that.
Like that." Yeah. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm. And do that that little, I can't even do it. They suck their teeth.
Oh, I ain't never seen that.
Oh man, my mama do it all the time. She mad at somebody. I mean, she I can't even do it, but it's they be sucking their teeth.
Yeah, it's a restaurant out here I go to all the time. And the owner, a Jamaican restaurant owner, he's from Jamaica. And every time he see, "Hey, how you doing there?" Like, he recognizes me. I don't even want to respond. I just want to hear him talk.
Yeah.
Well, y'all today?
They should get a reality show. The Jamaican reality dating show. That'll be cool. You got anything to get off your chest?
I don't think
Hold your question.
That's what I should have said to you. <That's> you gonna be the new "It doesn't matter" question.
Oh, okay, wait till I get home. McKinley asked me, "So hold your question."
She gonna look at you the same way.
Like, what? I'm gonna do it in the mail today. Hold your question.
Oh man.
But yeah, what you got? Or anything.
I was trying to think. That knocked everything.
Kissing the teeth. Yeah.
That knocked everything. I don't think I got nothing to get out of my chest, y'all.
Yeah.
Let me think. No, I think I'm Gucci.
You Gucci.
Yeah.
All right. Just scrolling through the internet, y'all. This is jumping to a whole nother subject. No segue. Did y'all know that it costs 44 cents to make a Starbucks drink? Just that. That includes the cup, the straw, and the lid. And we be paying $12 a cup. I think we should just open a coffee shop.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Put some, because Starbucks, is Starbucks even coffee, man? It's more like, it's like a dessert now, like a milkshake.
I don't know. The only thing I usually get is a tea.
That's right. I only see you.
I don't drink coffee.
I don't even think you could consider that shit coffee, to be honest, because.
Ain't no beans up in there, is it? You ever seen beans behind the counter?
I ain't never seen no beans. All I've seen is whipped cream, foam, caramel, and milk. I don't be seeing no coffee. You can smell it, but it seems like the coffee's maybe, if it's a fourth of the cup that people be having. Half the time, it's just
a shot.
Yeah. Yeah. Of coffee, and then on top of that, it's just milk, foam, sugar,
yeah.
And whatever caramel artificial and all that. Flavoring.
Yeah, I mean, they are making hand over fist money, but you got to pay your employees. Do they pay? I think they one of them companies that pay well, don't they?
I don't think so. I think
they
it's
ain't like
a Chick-fil-A
and In-N-Out where they do like go above and beyond if somebody work for them.
They might. Hey, if so, they making enough to handle all that. But if you making $5 to $10 a cup, shit.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's anything though.
But
yeah, people gotta make. By the time you get to, they got the price of the what it took to make it, but then the equipment that it takes to make it, and then the price of the cup that they give, and all that. I don't know what their profit is on every cup. I don't, who knows? By the time you take out the percentage of paying an employee and the electric bill and all that, divide that by the amount of cups and what it takes to keep the building open, I don't know what the outcome is. But that's anything. The cost that it takes to make a car versus selling it.
Let's see then.
You want to try to look it up right now?
I'm about to see the average revenue of Starbucks, of a Starbucks store.
Anyway, while he's doing that,
compared to $900K in 2022, allow.
Let me see what y'all over here in Patreon saying.
Each store averages $945K a year. So you talking. Let's just say you got let's say 10 workers, and you paying them $40,000. Is that $400,000?
If you got 10 workers, yeah.
That's $400,000. So you still got $500,000 to $600,000.
Round it up to $1,000,000, $600,000.
Yeah, $600,000 profit. But then like you said.
Electric
and all
water
that.
Water and all that, yeah. Expenses.
We just guessing, let's say 300 more. So you got 300 left over. So you pocketing 300 depending on taxes and all that stuff. And that's at 10 employees. You know Starbucks don't be having 10 employees. They be having like 4 people back there making drinks. Anyway, that was just a thing I saw. And I'm like, damn, I thought the coffee would cost at least $1.50 or something.
Nah, by the time you buy it in bulk.
But 40 cent? 44 cent? Dang, I need to get a franchise or create. I'll make some coffee, man.
Yeah, you done sold stuff before. You know what it costs to make stuff versus sell it?
Yeah.
Moving on, man.
Coffee that new dope, though. Coffee be on every
it
corner.
It ain't the new dope. Coffee been that dope.
Yeah, it been that, yeah.
They be on every.
People be going through withdrawals once they stop drinking coffee. Yeah. Headaches and stuff, shaking.
Yeah.
I know people that if they don't have a cup by a second cup, if people I work with, they would have to have a second cup in the afternoon or they would get a headache.
Dang.
I'm like, that's called an addiction.
Yeah. Nicotine, is it? What is it?
Caffeine.
Caffeine. Ain't caffeine like that. I could drink. Anyway, moving on. Let me tell y'all how crazy. Well, I don't even know how crazy this is because some may take it like it's cool and some may take it as if it's normal. Canadian police. So this also came across my feed. The Canadian police versus Florida police. Okay. So both of these areas of are having issues with people breaking into homes. And the police addressed their community. So in Canada, the police addressed the community like, hey, these criminals are coming to steal your cars, basically. So what you need to do is leave your fobs and your keys at the front of the house by the door. So if they break in, they just grab your keys and they go. And you don't have to fight off the intruder. So this is a tip from the Canadian police. Don't make it hard for them. Basically, just give it up. But then you get to Florida and the Florida police department. They all lined up in front of the police department. You know how them good old boys do it. And they like, hey, if you want it, come get it. We will shoot you. Basically, that's exactly what they said. Then they said they will deputize their communities and give them the right to tote guns and to shoot any intruder. I'm with that.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, no, I'm with that. I can't even play with it. I think Canada tripping.
Yeah, are guns legal in Canada?
I don't think guns are legal anywhere but the United States of America.
Yeah. I mean, they legal other places. I think we have definitely the loosest laws in the world. Because it's even like what people would consider terrorist countries, guns ain't legal. But yeah, I don't like regular civilians don't be having guns like that. It'd be the
criminals.
Yeah, the criminals. yeah, I don't know if guns are legal in Canada, but they would do the same thing. In like Chicago, even Atlanta, around the holidays, they tell people, keep your windows rolled down, leave your trunk open, and everything unlocked because people just want to see what's in the vehicle. So to keep from breaking the window,
okay, that
just
makes
let
sense.
Them see that it's already empty.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's an issue like, I didn't even know nothing about car theft being that bad, but I'm the same way, you break in my house. I'm gonna send you on to meet him. And I don't know why you're breaking in my house. I'm not going to make it easy for you.
Yeah. That circles back to squatters being in the house. Why are people coming home and not acting as if these people broke into their homes and shoot them? This is an intruder. I don't know he's squatting in my home.
Yeah,
if I walk in and you're there, I'm like, oh, shit, I'm running to wherever my pistol is. I'm going to tell you, bro, I'm shooting you because my kids and everything. I don't know what – you just ain't going to tell me you're a squatter. And I'm like, oh, okay, you good to go. I'm not afraid anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if this – how would that work?
Yeah, I never looked far enough into it to figure out this whole squatter thing. I'm going to have to look into it because it does intrigue me of – how I just, like we talked about last week, like why it became a thing, but why it's still a thing.
I know here
it started in eight, what was it, 1851 or something like
some
that?
Bullshit.
And here we are.
I know in LA you can't shoot people in the back, or if they don't pose a threat, or if they don't have a gun on them, you can't.
Yeah, LA, not even LA, California is strict on gun laws, period. California, the only one, New York. If, shooting somebody in the back is illegal. Even if you, were to break in somebody's house, basically you have to be like barricaded. You're supposed to be barricaded in a room and that person crossed that threshold.
Oh, damn.
Like, I done looked up all these things. Anytime there's a shooting in California, the goal is for somebody to go to jail. They don't care. So you pull the trigger. This is like their goal is to get somebody in jail, regardless of self-defense or whatever it is. There's people, there's enough extreme liberal people, extreme liberal judges and attorneys. You could be protecting your family, barricading in a room. Somebody come in there in your house with a gun. You shoot them and kill them. They're like, their goal is to let people see how dangerous guns are and to try to get you into jail.
That's crazy.
It's jacked up. It's really messed up. But then you also, on the conservative side, you got these other states where it's just like people think I be coming down on Florida. It ain't us that I be coming down when I talk about Florida, okay? It's the Fajitas that be crazy. But other states, you got Florida, you got Texas, Arizona, and all this, where you just got people just doing whatever the hell they want to with guns. But then you got cops able to apprehend a full-grown alligator. But they can't apprehend a grown man that ain't got nothing in his hands.
There's no, I don't think there's a median between in this situation when you have somebody breaking into your home. I don't believe the homeowner has to be 100% sure this person is a threat before reacting, because you don't have that much time to react.
Right.
So if you just kick in my door and I'm sitting at the kitchen table, I don't have time to make sure you don't have a weapon or whatever else it is. I should automatically be able to, what the police say? The threat, neutralize the threat.
You know what's messed up about that is there are people burglars, robbers that have sued homeowners because they got hurt on their property. Like, I'm going to break in your house, I fall and hurt myself, I now sue you because I got hurt on your property. That's why when they call an intruder getting shot, they call it a clean shooting, is when you kill them because they can't sue.
Oh, so that's why it's a, so they can't sue. That's why it's called a clean.
You don't want to wound somebody when they break in your house.
Oh, damn.
Just FYI. Look, I done had to look, because I own guns. I'm going to protect my house and my family. I had to look all of this stuff up.
So you got squatters that can just come in, do as they please. And then you have intruders that can come in with the intention of doing you harm. But if you don't do your due diligence to avoid them, you wrong.
Yeah, basically. It's messed up.
My goodness. Now that,
like I said, I've seen things swing in different directions, especially out here in California. It's illegal to shoot somebody, outside, if they're not posing a threat, just trespassing on your property. That you going to jail. Why was this person on your property? Oh, they posed a threat. What were they doing? Basically have to be charging you with a, deadly weapon or something, which is any blunt object. It could be a stick or anything. Breaking in your car, you going to jail.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. He's like, but then you got other states literally just walking, crossing the threshold between public and private property. They can shoot and kill you. You trespassing.
Now, see that type dumb shit.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah. It really is. That's why, like you said, there's no medium. It's stupid. It really is.
Well, hitting on this squatter situation, it keeps on bringing up this craziness on my thread. But in Brooklyn, this lady comes home from vacation and she has two squatters in her condo, and she tries to get them out, and the squatters kill her and put her in a duffel bag. They need to get rid of these squatter rights. however it needs to be done, it needs to be terminated.
You know how it's going to happen. The video, Greg sent me a video of this dude. He's crossing the border or about to cross the border from basically South America, Mexico to the U.S. And he's basically just explaining the squatter rights. Like, you can just, he's saying it in Spanish, like, you can just break in these houses and stay there and they can't kick you out. Like, yep. Telling everybody, come over here, do this. That's how it's going to change.
Dude is
they're
like
gonna
this.
See another race doing something that they've been doing.
Yep. Dude is like this, Hispanic guy, Latino, whatever he is. He's FaceTiming himself, recording himself, and he's in, I'ma translate in English, but he's saying this in Spanish. Hey, boy, it's a law here. If you find a vacant house, you can come stay in it, and it's yours. Come on. I'm telling you, I got Tank doing it, my other partner doing it. They over, hey, let's run through this thing. Let's overrun this thing. Come on.
That's what he's doing.
But everything he's saying is in Spanish, in Spanish, and it sounds way more energetic than what I did. I got hype about it when he was doing it. I was like, yeah! I'm telling you, they find and go. Also,
yeah, somebody else said it too. I do it. When we go out of town, I back my vehicles up to the garage and I load them at night.
So nobody
knows we leave in town.
A
lot of times we have drivers, so everything's at the house anyway. But yeah, if I drive to the airport, nobody ever see me put luggage in my truck.
My neighbor across the street.
I trust my neighbors, but
and my neighbor next door, usually when I leave, I just text them. Just letting y'all know I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Blase, blase.
I got my neighbors across diagonal beside me and right across, direct diagonally across the street. We always text like, hey, we out of town. And the ones across the street, they know, like, y'all need to let me know if y'all got somebody showing up. Because one time I saw I think it was their grandson or nephew showing up. And I was headed across the street. I was like, wait, he looked way too comfortable in this, walking in this house. Let me chill out. So I text him. He was like, oh, yeah, that's my, I can't remember what the relationship was. But he was like, yeah, he's home from the service. I said, this man a Marine grade. Twist me up like a pretzel.
Boy. Probably lay down. Yeah. Hold on, sir. What's up? Draw down on you.
Yeah,
that could be a company or a business you can start. Hey, you leaving for the weekend or leaving for this? We are staying in your garage 2 hours a day. Just make sure something's happening. Yeah. Because the squatters, they're showing they actually like casing people's houses out. And as soon as you leave, they break in. They just put up shop, which is wild. And I also thought I need to do more research, too. I also thought that you had to stay in the house more than 30 days to gain rights. But in reality, some videos I saw, once they move their stuff in and change the locks and secure the home, it's like theirs.
Whatever happened to breaking and entering? Like breaking.
And that's what it is.
None of this makes sense. Like, yeah, dang.
It doesn't. And it's almost like it's a play, man. It's a strategy. All of this is gonna come out. And you're gonna see that this law was a part of a bigger plan. Cause it makes no sense. It makes no sense at all.
Oh wow.
What's that?
Adam said she has a distant cousin who has dual residency in New Jersey and Florida. He hadn't been to the home in Florida for over a year, and now his home is being occupied. The renters have a lease.
People crazy, man.
Man, yeah, they trying the right ones.
People's is crazy. So there's another guy on Instagram where he does.
HOAs can eliminate that? That makes sense.
His company, somebody has made a company. His company, they stake out the house to see how many squatters there is.
Mm-hmm.
And they like, okay, he leaves this time, she leaves this time, whatever, whatever. So they buy locks. They bring a gang of eight people with them. And they have this dump truck. And as soon as they leave, they back up to the house. break in the house, take all this shit, put it in the
all
dump
the squatter
truck.
Stuff.
Yep. Put them in the dump truck, change the locks, lock it up, and then the homeowner's like, okay, now you have to take me to court. If you want this, if you trying to fight this, now you got to take, me to court. Or they call the police and they're like, hey, this is my house. My doors are locked. No one's here. Blah, blah, blah. The squatter comes back like, my stuff was in there. And everybody like, we don't know what he talking about. I would have to do something like that. You're not. Yeah. That's
absolutely. Because I'm just like, they was like, oh, you got these cameras up. I'm like, do you have access to the camera system? Yeah. No. Oh, I do. Well, let us see the footage. Nah, it's deleted. It
doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm interested in this whole squatter situation. I really want to see what's going to come of it and why it even exists and why does it still exist?
I think the one main reason it still exists is the right people were still taking advantage of it.
Yeah.
But now, as soon as everybody else gets a hold of this, that they can do it, they're going to change their law.
You know what? It's probably, well, I don't know. It's probably a legitimate reason, but it was probably for.
It was a housing crisis. That's what she read.
Oh, a housing crisis.
Yeah, in 1851. Hmm. And you know who that was there to protect.
Yeah. Well, damn. All right. Well, moving on to the main story of the evening of the month of 2024. This man, P. Diddy, is crazy. Everything about his life right now is crazy. This guy had two of his homes raided. I'm not sure what type of evidence they're looking for. I know it's human trafficking. I don't know if they're
Homeland Security. So it got to be trafficking.
Yeah, it's definitely human trafficking. I don't know what evidence you look for when you're looking for human trafficking other than like a room full of humans or whatever. But his children were there. Both sons, I believe, were at one of his properties, but that's a crazy crime, man, for you to be.
Diddy committing white people crimes.
Human trafficking.
You got Homeland Security raiding your house. That's rich white people crime.
What's his name? Epstein, man.
Yeah.
You the black Epstein.
This from what I've seen in the past and things and stuff that I've read, by the time a organization like that raids something, they already have enough evidence. They're just going after more.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because they got to get warrants and all of that just to go. I mean, not warrant, what's it called? Yeah, there's warrants and all that. Just to get, it has to get approved to get raided.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, why you want to raid this? So they got to present, because the last thing they want to do is get sued by Diddy for rolling up in the house.
Yep.
So they already convinced the judge, like, look at all this evidence we got already. All we need is A and B. We got C, D, E, and F already. They're like, do it. Matter of fact, you had to get, well, I don't know how Homeland Security worked. I don't know if they had, they probably don't go have to go by state to state laws and all of that jurisdictions, but you raid two houses at the same time in two different states? That's... You know how well planned that gotta be like. Feel bad. Me and Angel talked about it. When did we hear about this? Last week? When was we over at Breach's house? Monday. Mm-hmm. Monday. We were sitting there talking. That's when it like had just happened. It was like we was damn near watching it live. We were sitting there talking about it. I was like, I feel bad for this man's family. Like, I don't know what kind of life like truly he was living and how much of that got passed down to his sons. I know he's got daughters. I'm like, was he protecting his daughters from all this stuff and like exposing it? Did he create little monsters with his sons?
He
like,
created little monsters.
Yeah, that's what's bad about it. And if they weren't involved, the fact that they are now involved because of him, that's where I feel the most, you know, bad about. What y'all saying over here?
I think, I think it's just like any other father, son, parent, daughter, whatever, you know, mother-daughter dynamic. What you're doing in your daily life usually rubs off on your children. And if you're a football player, your son is probably going to be playing football. If you're a model or if you're a doctor, whatever, whatever, your daughter is going to be a model or a doctor. If you're an entertainer, they're going to be an entertainer. And once they got, once his kids got of age, shit, throwing parties and stuff like that at the house, I know he's like, come to the parties. If not even when they were younger. But I know his sons are indulging in all type of shit because they, I mean, they be on the internet doing it. So I know for, I can say a fact that, shit, they participating in whatever going on in that house for the simple fact that the entire time, what's his dude name? Usher. There's an interview with Usher. He's basically confessing or explaining that, man, I saw some things I wasn't supposed to see at 15, 16 years old.
Oh, yeah.
In these parties and in these houses.
I'm sure he saw some things and did some things he wasn't supposed to do at 16.
He's saying it.
Yeah.
So it ain't no story. It's the truth. Did it just, man, I just don't understand how you're worth so much money, then, and you're a celebrity. And why you have to be evil about shit.
Yeah. I think it got to be a power trip. Like, just from who he is, there's already plenty of people out there that'll be more than willing to do whatever it is that he wants without force.
Without force. That's all I'm saying. I know these women, I know these men are willingly doing whatever you want them to do. Why you got to drug this person? Why you got to beat this person? Why you got to fly these people all over the place and then pimp them out to other people? What? Bruh.
Yeah, it's been, these accusations have been going on for a long time.
Forever. And
on him, the industry, the music industry, period, music, entertainment industry, let's just say that. Mm-hmm. Let's not even, been going on for a long time. And he ain't the first celebrity that's been going on for a long time.
Did you hear?
People still defend some of these people. I don't feel like going into it, but go ahead.
Did you hear?
Hold on. Thank y'all. They said they like my shoes, and somebody said this plant about to die. This plant will never, ever die. It's not capable of dying. Because it's made of plastic.
We should go back in some videos to see if the leaves change, if the colors change.
Might need to dust it off. That's about it. You can shoot at this thing. It ain't never dying.
Fountain of youth over there. Fountain of youth. Twitter. I see why the government wants to ban, like, Twitter.
TikTok. Yeah.
I mean, just all this social media shit, period. I can see why there would be somebody trying to.
I'm glad you brought this up.
To get rid of it. Because, man, I just heard a video, supposedly, of Meek Mill and P. Diddy doing the butt.
Oh, shit. You went there. They don't care about that bullshit.
Man, y'all listen to this. It's going to take you there. You're going to be like, God, is that how they talk? It's crazy. But the simple fact, AI or just the internet in general, somebody can manipulate voices and make this sound like it's these guys. And you really... You have to just use your own judgment, and people are thinking it is these guys because it sounds like them. But the internet be putting this crazy shit out. When you hear it, you're gonna see what I'm talking about.
I've seen them manipulate people's faces and voices before.
Well, this is.
But now that I know that that's a thing, I'm just like, I don't trust that bullshit.
Man, that video is crazy. And it's crazy that people put it out there for the world to hear it. It's just, oh my goodness.
I was going to approach it from a completely different level than what Greg just brought it up, because the government don't give a shit about what Diddy and Meek Mill did. Mm. I was going to approach it from, I see why they, I mean, a lot of people see why they want to ban TikTok. It's a control thing. Mm. Like, I watched a video, like the war that's going on, you know, the in Gaza and everything. It has exposed the truth behind the war. Before, we would just have to rely on the news. But because TikTok is not, to an extent, it doesn't have to follow the rules of the U.S. and what's allowed to be seen on there, as long as it ain't too graphic and everything. People can tell their own stories, people that we would have never heard of or anything, and they can just put it out there, post it, and we see it. So now we see the truth with all these invasions that's going on and the bombing. We can see that it's not completely one-sided the same way that the news was portraying. Mm-hmm. So it's a control thing. That's the main reason. That's the only reason. It ain't got nothing to do with people, our security. They don't give a damn about people getting a hold of our personal information. Hell, they sell our personal information. They don't give a damn about none of that. The fact that you can talk, you can have these hostages that came out and said, actually, when they kidnapped us, they made sure we were safe and they was feeding us. Mm-hmm. The bad people and the terrorists were raping and kidnapping. No, actually, they were making sure that we were safe, and they just said that they wanted their own people back. Your stuff like that. Every industry has secrets that are published and told from the beginning of time, mm-hmm. except for the military.
Yeah.
Those secrets never get out. Mm-hmm. My brother was in the military. He'll talk about, oh yeah, we did this, we did that. Yeah, I can't talk about that. I don't ask him why. I leave it alone. Mm-hmm. I saw a video the other day, and I usually see this about with retired, you know, with veterans, them saying, you know, this, that. I saw a video on TikTok the other day. This dude was saying he's actively in the military right now. He was talking about, you know, how many people he's had to kill. You know, they've been in the battles and stuff. He was just like, I don't want to be here no more. Mm. I want to go home. They was like, would you do it all over again? He was like, absolutely not. I wouldn't suggest anybody do this. He said, ever. You've never heard somebody actively in the military, because they're not allowed to say stuff like that. You have no rights when you are in the military. They take that from you. Mm-hmm. You don't get that. So for him, there are people that go over there, as like, he believed in what he was doing. As far as being a soldier and feel like he was protecting and doing this, he believed in that, but he was just like, nah, I wouldn't suggest anybody do this. It's horrible. It's like that dude that caught himself on fire.
Ooh.
You didn't see that? Did you see that?
I seen it. Did you see the whole video?
Yeah. And man, I'm like, that's crazy. The type of stuff that you ain't going to see that on. I don't think you will see that on YouTube, because it gets snatched down because they're held to a different jurisdiction, to where if it's posted on TikTok, it's just there.
Yeah. My goodness, that was wild.
It's definitely like that's where I was gonna go with it. He talking about Diddy.
I'm talking.
This is like definitely a control thing. They don't give a damn about to protecting our identities and all that type of crap. They don't care. It's all about a control thing, because that company, it's, you know, Singaporean. Is that what it's called? Singaporean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Well, it's not Singaporean. The owner, I think he's Singaporean, and then they're trying to ban it. They were trying to say he was from Chinese, and he's like, no, I'm Singaporean. And they were trying to make Singaporean and Chinese the same thing.
Yeah. The only time I've heard people talk about military stuff they went through in the military, they were like older, like, you know, in the 60s and 70s, telling stories. It's like, well, you know, this happened. Every now and then you get a documentary that comes out. It'll say stuff that, you know, like, I love watching the World War II documentaries. Mm. World War I and II, Band of Brothers and all that, where it's telling these stories. But you never hear about it when people right now actively in the...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because then it hurts the cause of, you know, why they tell us that they sending our people over there to do stuff. It's just like, well, they said this. But yeah, that one dude, he... ended his, I don't know the right term to say, ended his life. Can't you say suicide no more?
He unalived himself.
Because he felt like he was committing genocide, and he was helping commit genocide.
Yeah. I'm sorry he did that to himself. I still don't understand. I guess you're just trying to, he trying to get a point across, and he took
the most, they were showing people on YouTube in Iraq being, you know, beheaded and stuff, but they snatched that stuff. Go find one right now.
Yeah. What you're saying is absolutely true. And it's all, the media is used to control the masses, period. And once you have control of the media, I mean, you top dog. That's why everybody looks at black people a certain way. That's why we act a certain way, because all of our movies, all of our music, everything is here to mold us to act this way. And that's all they push towards us is gangsters, drugs, prostitutes, this aggressive manner that some black people have. But why are you talking white? Or why are you talking proper? What are you talking about? I didn't know I'm supposed to sound a certain way. This is how I talk. Whatever. It's the media that puts it out there. And that's how they keep controlling us. And that's why, like you said, they trying to get rid of TikTok. I think TikTok, well, like you said, they do control. Is IG a US-based situation?
IG is owned by, I think IG, Facebook, Google, and YouTube is all owned by the same company. I think it's all the same company.
Well, they're going to end up selling TikTok to a US-based company and then saying it isn't a US-based company anymore, but it's still going to be ran by the other people across them waters.
Yeah. Now, somebody said, let us tell conspiracy. These ain't conspiracies. These are facts.
Yeah. This is
this ain't what is believed. This is actually what it is.
Yeah. Cause you can, man, can y'all imagine if TikTok or all this was around when our parents were growing up and all the racist shit that was happening and it would have come to light, all the lies that the police, them white women lying on men talking about they got raped by certain people, and 80 years done passed and women dying on their deathbeds telling the truth now. Like, you would have had your granddaddy and his partners would have been filming. Hey, no, hell no. He do, you know, this type of stuff would have been nipped in the bud, or we would have become way smarter than what we are now, because shit would have been happening 50, 60 years, 100 years ago.
Okay. Oh, Facebook owns Instagram, or Meta owns Instagram, and Google owns YouTube. Oh, that's what's crazy. I was watching this thing the other day. It was talking about, what's that song? Everybody's going to recognize it when I say it, even though it's false. It's Diamond in the Back by
Sun Rooftop.
Yeah, by Curtis Mayfield.
Yeah.
It's not a Curtis Mayfield song.
Oh.
When you Google it, it's going to pull up Curtis Mayfield. That is not, he never made that song. The reason that it comes off that way is because Google, like anything else, once you put a certain amount of things in, that's what it's going to, that's what it's going to give you. If you, if enough people put in articles about the sky being black, when you Google what color is the sky, it's basically, it's, I'm just dumbing this all the way down. It's going to come up black.
Yep.
So over time, when they did that, when the original person did the song, they were, I was watching this whole thing about, this whole time, I thought Curtis Mayfield wrote that song. Diamond in the back, sun rooftop, dig in the sea with a gangster. It's not a Curtis Mayfield song. So it's like Google, people think it's crazy, like you Google something and it's like you believe it's fact because that's what it is. Google is it's basically AI like anything else. And it takes, just like you have to turn in research or a term paper or something, you have to show proof, you know, five different articles supporting your fact. Mm-hmm. Basically, Google does the same thing. If it can find five different things supporting this, that's what it's going to put up as what it is.
Damn.
It's like, it's dope. It, like, I'm not dope. It's crazy that, yeah, you got to do your like a lot of people, they do their research. Their research is Google. You go right to it, or you YouTube something. Like Brent on TikTok, I can't stand that voice that comes on. It's like, it'll just show all these different facts. They got that one man's voice. Mm-hmm. Did you know that one day, if you were to do this and do that, and people watching it, it's just like, dang, did you know this? I'm like, I've watched those videos. I'm like, none of this is true. And then you go to the comments and people's like, man, that's crazy out there. I'm like, none of this is true.
That's what I'm, that was my point when I was talking about P. Diddy and they putting up this sound of him and that dude doing whatever they were doing. Yeah. That type of stuff. Like, you can put anything out and literally you have to depend and think that the person is going to fact check that, but they're not. Y'all know I was one. Hey, I was reading stuff and I'll bring it here and be like, what, did you see this? And then mail or text me like, hey, here's the article that didn't happen. One of my partners named Drew, he fact checked every single thing. And he's like, okay, here's the article. Here's the article about that article. And here's the article on that article. All that shit's fake, man. They just, I don't know who created that.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. You don't know who's doing it and why they doing it.
Yeah.
The sky's blue only in this month and that month. And they say it and they do it so confidently. And you think, oh, it's because everybody's just lazy. Oh, well. That has to be true.
Right.
Blase, blase. But that's, I didn't know Google did that.
Yeah, no, it's basically like anything else. It's an algorithm. And, you know, it's almost like a learning thing where it's just like once enough information is put in on something, this is going to label it as. Now, you can also Google, go down deep enough, and it'll pull up like the actual stuff. Mm-hmm. But the most popular thing, basically the popularity thing, is going to go to the top. So the first thing you look at is going to be what people, you know what I'm saying, what people see, and that's the going to be, you know, get pushed up because, oh, this one has, you know, 500 million searches where this one only has 100,000. So this is the one I'm going to push to the top.
Dang. Yeah. Internet is a weapon.
It's a tool.
Yeah.
It's a tool, and, you know, if you use it wrong,
cause
it could be used wrong.
I've also been seeing a lot of these racial fights, like these white kids beating up this Asian girl, and then the Asian girl black friend beats up this white kid. These guys in the locker room fighting these black boys. It's just a lot of like racial violence, and it's almost like they're brewing this stuff up to create some type of race type war or conflict, and it's all because of the media and people putting stuff out there back to back, you know, because you wake up in the morning and you see something, we always on the phone, it'll set the tone for your day, man. I wish the police would pull me over.
Yeah, but we do need to like wipe your search history and algorithm cleaned up. Like, that's like,
you want everybody, thinking like me, though.
No, we don't want nobody.
I'm telling you. You goose. I don't take it serious, man. I literally roll off my back. You feel me? No,
Greg be rooted in these things. I'm like, goose,
I let it roll off my back. You need people, more people like me.
No.
I don't take it serious. You understand me? No, I don't take it serious, goddammit.
Hold your question.
That shit wasn't AI. That was real life.
He didn't exist. You talking about?
Let me glitch. I'm like, what the hell? Hold your question.
All right,
that was the last one. Yeah, man.
Goose, go on, let them know where they can find you.
You can catch me on IG, GOOLZBY, Building with Goose. On YouTube, and you can buy my merch at underrippedmerch.com, and you can check out me and my wife's new podcast on YouTube. I'm not a lawyer, but
congratulations on the podcast,
the
man.
Debrief. Thank you, sir.
The debrief. I'm not a lawyer, but the debrief.
I'm not a lawyer, but the debrief. Yeah.
Hey, Greg gonna know what these multiple with this multiple podcast life.
Oh, we ain't
like,
even talk about that. But no. Yeah.
He said, this is work. I said, who you telling?
I'm like, I'm sleepy as hell.
It's tiring. It can get tiring. Hey, y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus A on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus A on the Book, TikTok for right now, Tank Don't Talk. Y'all can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit, and you can go to manshyt.com and check that out. And if you're listening, you can watch this across on YouTube, Tanksley TV, Let Us Tell It. And if you're watching, you can listen to this across all podcast streaming platforms. Mm-hmm. Also, oh yeah, join our Patreon, That Chick Angel what's it called?
Patreon.
Patreon.com/ That Chick Angel.
And Patreon/ I'm Not a Lawyer, But.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We got Cooking with the Tanksters that's coming too. But anyway, we'll holler back at y'all, fam. Y'all have a good one.